Chris Goff.
Yeah, well, it's
only been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
For what? Oh,
by the way, we're live. Hours.
Yeah, I know we are.
We're live!
Well, I'm running down the road trying to listen to the old Rocket 7 podcast on my mind. Four that want to bore me, two that want to scold me, but one is a friend of mine. It's the Ramblecast. It's the Ramblecast. Don't let the sound of Jack's old jokes drive you crazy.
Good luck with that.
Right now, before you feel can, don't even try to understand. Just laugh along with your friends on the Ramblecast.
I gotta say, Nick, this is your best one in about a month.
That's true.
At least, yeah.
I would agree with that.
Even the crack about me was pretty good.
You heard that, did you? Okay.
I heard it. I got hit. I didn't have a notepad to scribble on when I'm bored with the conversation. Not that that ever happened.
You were anticipating that. Usually,
that's what all year.
Well, welcome back to the Ramblecast after dark. It's 2021.
Hey, before we get going, can I ask something?
Can you just fucking interrupt me?
Yeah. Sure. How long can we go? Is the rule of saying Happy New Year?
Oh, fuck that.
It's like fuck, man.
That shit ends on like January 2nd.
In March would go happy, and I was like, I know they've wished me this like 10 times. I just want to say fuck off, man.
I think this past Monday was the cutoff. Like, you know. Maybe I don't know. I got pulled over by a cop.
January 74th, okay? It's over. No more.
Okay.
All right. January 74th?
Yeah. That's exactly what the fuck I said.
Oh, okay.
All right, you can go. I'm sorry, Matt. Continue.
Happy holidays, Jack.
Nothing left to say. I just was really glad seeing you guys. It's been forever, you know? Not much at all. Mm-hmm. But damn, have I been watching a lot of TV over the break.
It's true. So, I knocked out quite a bit as well. You know, what else is there to do?
There was an offer. What else? Is there anything on the news lately? I was watching my email. I got an email about a HBO offer or whatever. I think it was like about a week before WW84 dropped, and I was like, okay, I've been waiting for some discount on HBO just to say, let's do it.
You don't have HBO at all?
I didn't have HBO. I was kind of waiting for like a moment to get it over
the holiday. Freeloaders.
So, I don't.
I'm a freeloader. I have Jay's account.
No, I freeload other people. I give it to my family members. Because, you know, that's what you do. It's like you're watching the show together. Anyway, I was somewhat excited about Wonder Woman. I was like, okay, I'm down with the hype.
Yeah,
right?
I think, and then you watched it, and then you wondered where the 2.5 hours of your life went.
I was like, really, on Christmas? Thanks for shitting on Christmas. I will just say that of the streaming wars between Wonder Woman 84 and Soul, did anybody else watch Soul?
I caught the last bit of it because my nephews rented it before I got up. And I caught like the last 30 minutes of it. And from what I saw, it looked awesome.
I heard it's awesome, but I didn't watch it.
It was the heartwarming film that you wanted to watch with your family. And my daughter, who absolutely hates jazz, I'm saying like jazzy love songs is a thing to her. That if she thinks that it's jazzy love music, that's it. It's out. It's in the shitter. But this movie won her over, which is based on or, you know, centers around a jazz musician.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are the ghosts former jazz players?
They're not ghosts. I wouldn't call them ghosts, really.
The dead people next door. Are they former jazz players?
In Soul?
No, in life, because you said your daughter.
Your daughter
hates jazz, and she was her room was haunted. You left her in there when she was by herself.
Refer back to
they were blues musicians. They stay down.
Okay.
Refer to Nick's song about Jack's old jokes. That is the one thing.
Take it easy.
But that is something that didn't die over 2020.
There's no cure for it.
No, but watch out, because we're going to assault it later.
your daughter hates jazz.
Hates jazz, but she was won over by this movie, and there's a lovable cat, which cat overwins any, you know, jazz musician.
What platform is it on?
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay, I'll check it out. I've actually watched it in whole now. Yeah,
I couldn't find time to watch it because I was still watching Wonder Woman.
I was so excited for Wonder Woman 84. You know, we waited so long to watch it. The hype was built up for it. The first like 10 minutes are great with a little girl, you know, a little Diana, like all that. And I really wanted that to play into some kind of part in the plot. And payoff. Yeah. It was like just a standalone 10 minute clip. You're like,
she has to sacrifice. She's right.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I'm reaching for it.
Yeah. But there's a lot of really weird plot holes in 84 and jarring. And
it's funny, the scene I don't want to spoil, if you haven't seen it, don't spoil it.
But skip ahead.
There's a scene in the mall that was almost like the original
one. Yeah, and I didn't mind like the tongue-in-cheek action sequence there. Like, I mean, there was like when it was happening, I was like, oh, this is kind of over the top, but I dig what they're doing here. And there were moments of like, oh, okay, I see where you're going. Like, this is cool. But I think it was just like when you're on the journey of Wonder Woman 84, there's all these moments where you're like, okay, this is cool, but it doesn't really stick the landing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I mean, I know a lot of people hated it. I thought there was, was it Nick, you and I texting back? Was it?
Because I was what, maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes into it. And I sent it out to all four of us. And I was like, so far, I'm not digging Wonder Woman 84, you know? And then Jack was like, oh, it gets better. And I was like, okay, let's hope so. You know? And then.
Well, I said it picks up a little because it has that. Yeah. When they're trying to give the plot, it just dives. I mean, it just doesn't reel you in. You're looking around and, you know, I mean, Gal Gadot's on the screen and you're just like, I can't pay attention because.
I seriously could watch her all day. I mean, such a beautiful actor.
My dad.
Did you know that in the first one, she was pregnant for like half the film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she glowed. Her
belly?
Why she glowed, yeah.
I look more pregnant than she does.
Yeah.
Did.
I know. My dad, who will watch anything, who probably thinks every Chuck Norris film is an Oscar contender, even looked at me after 84 was over and said, one star, two stars, only because of Gal Gadot's legs. And I was like, that's fair.
It's hard to argue with that because, like I said, she's stunning. Yeah. But I think that the problem was that your villain couldn't hate the villain, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't hate Mando. Yeah,
they
tried to shoehorn. Yeah, I know he wasn't a complete bad guy, but they tried to shoehorn in you appreciating him at the end. And I think there was just moments where it just felt like about 20 minutes too long.
Yeah,
you know, and there was some fat that needed to be trimmed up.
In the Indiana Jones scene.
At the end, you mean?
No.
You mean with the vehicles? Okay. I was trying to follow you on what you mean.
I was like, I don't want to spoil anyone, but that was my first thought. Well, there's Indiana Jones, and then she goes under the. I'm like going. But yeah, I love the chemistry between. Gal Gadot and Chris Pine.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
They should do something because it's believable. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig, it took me a while to forget that was Kristen Wiig.
I guess I didn't mind. I was along for the ride.
With, you had so many characters that you could, the characters start going in your head. But
yeah, I mean, there were so many things I felt like. One, you know, she left in the end of the first movie. She left humanity behind because they're basically, I'm done with interfering with mankind. So they didn't even really set up at all why she decided to come back. You know, like that needed to be an important, like, what is so serious that she said, now I need to save humanity.
She's got that giant bird thing.
Yeah. And then, like, I forgot what I was going to say about.
You got so excited humanity. About Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I was just talking about Wonder Woman. But there's a lot of weird just things that happen in it. Like, you're talking about. And then they, you know, being set in the 80s, I was really expecting some more 80s tropes, like good 80s music or like things that would really make you nostalgic. None of that was there. And then they did, and then what kind of made me a little irky a little bit was like the whole Kristen Wiig, very 90s stereotype of like, oh, she's not attractive now because she wears glasses and a ponytail, but we get rid of those two things and she's smoking hot. And you're like, what the heck? Like, you know,
not another teen movie.
Not another teen movie, yeah. And I was like, okay. I mean, I don't want to sit here and nitpick this movie to death, but it definitely had some weird ones. Like the one that I really noticed that really kind of just slightly irked me a bit was that when they're flying in the plane, the couple scenes prior to this, they're all wearing coats and she even gives a homeless guy stuff. It's like, stay warm, you know, keep fed or whatnot. Then they're in the plane and there's fireworks going off and she goes, 4th of July. And you're like, what? How did that happen? Like, we just skipped over like 6 months.
Well, sometimes it can be cold up north.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, so I've been silent this time because I have not seen it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
Okay.
Spoiler.
So don't even worry about it. I've literally not heard one remotely positive review of this movie from anybody that I know who has seen it. It is by far and away the worst reviewed movie I've heard.
Let's just say it makes Green Lantern look like a classic.
Wow. It's just disappointing, I think, even though I wasn't like a huge fan of the first one. I know a lot of people praise it, and it's good.
I love the first one.
It's good.
The first one is my favorite DC movie, hands down.
I'm just not all that. So I was actually wanted more.
I wanted the whole world.
Yeah.
I will just say one other thing is my wife, who is not a superhero movie watcher, and was subjected to this movie, you know, her criticism of it was that, look, you have a female action hero, an iconic one at that, and you need to sell it to little girls. And for my daughter, who was basically like loved Soul and Wonder Woman, she was just kind of like, meh. She loves Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel won her over as a female action hero and what that movie does. Wonder Woman 84 does not. And I will use those two as my barometer as to like to gauge this movie.
Well, there wasn't a lot of action in the movie.
Because my son and I, who also like superhero movies and, you know, we'll watch them together. He and I were like, yeah, I mean, the action scenes were good, but we watched Shazam just a couple days later and loved that. Like, never, you know. Shazam does, I think, a good job of kind of towing the line that this new Spider-Man did, where it's kind of like there's at least a brother situation or a friendship situation. It's not brothers, but, you know, it's kind of like they're best friends or they're kids together. And you see kind of that friendship throughout the movie, which is, I think, a strength to the new Spider-Man movies, is that even though he is younger kids, you know, can look at them and be like, oh yeah, that's like how I see myself in high school, or that's how, you know, I hope my best friend is, you know. So, you know, so missed opportunity there, but if you're like me and you have HBO now, you know, get, you know, watch the some of the other DC movies that are maybe better. The thing that I fell in love with HBO, and I'm trying not to make this a big commercial for HBO, but I've just kind of like been dying. The Warner Brothers, they've got all of the Bugs Bunny cartoons on there.
Right. Nice.
It's amazing. And there's some new Looney Tunes in there, and I find them to be.
Do they have the baseball one?
I don't know. You'll have to go in. They have a ton of the classic Looney Tunes, but the new there's a newer season. There's only one season and maybe like 10 episodes. They're like 12 minutes each. It's worth a look because there's some Ren and Stimpy esque moments in it. And I don't know who's animating or is writing these, cause I didn't pay that close attention to it, but I thought they were funny and they did some things with taking it back to the classic, like the way Bugs Bunny looked in the '30s, the way Daffy and Porky.
He was kind of sickly looking, right?
Well, just the shape of his head. They kind of went with more of that style. Same with Daffy and Porky. They took them old school. And I kind of like that style as far as like mixing it up. So
have they CGI'd out Elmer Fudd's gun and replaced it with like a carrot?
Why is everybody so concerned about Elmer Fudd? He can do his own thing without the gun. He's not a one trick pony.
But I'm saying the shows are, you're saying the old classics. So
the old classics are on there. Yes. I don't know about the gun episodes. I assume they're on there because the one I just watched before we recorded with my kids, because my son also has realized that a Bugs Bunny cartoon is only 6 minutes and we can watch one right before bed. Right, Dad?
what's the difference between one and two, Dad? We might just watch a second one.
Exactly. And there was one with Bugs Bunny in the army and the sergeant is smoking a cigarette.
Oh, I like
that. Yes.
Yeah.
He keeps losing his stripes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I actually watched also on Ding Ding HBO. Ding Ding. I watched it yesterday and today. I split it up because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was watching it last night, but I finished it up this afternoon. But I watched the movie The King of Staten Island. I don't know if you guys have
seen it. What's his name?
Yes.
The guy from Saturday Night Live.
Yes. I forgot his name. God damn it.
Pete.
Davidson. Yes.
Davidson.
Townsend. And
Bill Burr, Marissa Tomei, Steve Buscemi. The dude who spray painted the dicks. yeah. So
he sounds the same, doesn't he?
I'll tell you, like I went into this just cause I was just, you know, messing around last night and I stumbled upon HBO Max in my browser and I was like, oh man, I haven't logged into this thing in forever. I've been paying for it and not watching it. So I popped it up and it was like the first recommended movie was The King of Staten Island. I had heard about it because I heard about it on the Bill Burr podcast and this, that, and the other. And I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll give it a shot. I'll watch it. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I loved it. I actually really, really liked the movie. I mean, granted, it was filled with some awkward writing. Because you can see they definitely took a lot of content and kind of parsed it down to the final product. So there's some dialogue that didn't fit. There's some kind of character development that kind of like skipped a couple of beats here and there. But overall, I thought it was a really, really good movie.
Is it about him losing someone in 9/11? Is that
present day or what?
It's present day. So here's the story. It's present day, and the story is about Pete Davidson's character. Yeah. Whose father was a firefighter killed in a fire, grew up kind of like a reckless abandon, you know, heavy into drugs and so forth. He's in his mid-20s, younger sister, lives with his single mom, who is Marissa Tomei, and ends up, Marissa Tomei ends up meeting Bill Burr, his character, who kind of comes in and
I wonder you watched it.
Yeah, that's how I found out about it. it ends up dating Bill Burr, and it's like you know, a replacement of
so bald guy has a chance.
Replacement of, you know, the fallen hero, and Bill Burr also happens to be a firefighter too. So there's a connection there, right? Or not Bill Burr? I'm sorry, Bill Burr's character. Sorry, also happens to be a firefighter. So there's like a little bit of an interesting connection there. But it's a really good story about kind of like him kind of changing his life around a little bit. I do highly recommend it. So I would say if you got a couple hours to watch a movie, check out The King of Staten Island. There are a handful of laugh out loud moments. And there's some sad moments too. But overall, I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, once I finish Wonder Woman, I'll add it to my list.
Speaking of the guy,
Pete Davidson's dad died in 9/11.
So yeah, so this movie is loosely based on Pete Davidson's life.
His dad was a firefighter, right?
He died in 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he grew up on Staten Island, you know, and I don't know how true to the story is about his mom dating again or whatever, but supposedly the movie is loosely but fairly closely based on Pete Davidson's life.
Okay. Speaking of the guy that draws dicks, I'm assuming everybody watched Cobra Kai season 3.
Not yet. Not in its entirety.
This is not, you know, okay, if you've seen like the early episode, then you've seen what I'm talking about. So, you know, there's a scene where, you know, the guy breaks his arm and then you got the cast, right? And the thing that, you know, there's obviously a dick drawn on the cast. And then the girl asks for the Sharpie. My mind immediately went to, oh, she's going to draw the ball hairs. Can't forget those.
Fooled you on that one, didn't you?
It did. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so the two shows that I thought I would have watched by now, I haven't. I have not watched the entirety of
all you're the one that got us into Cobra Kai, if I remember.
I know. I know. I haven't. I just haven't been able to. So I have not watched Cobra Kai, and I have not watched Letterkenny.
I watched the first 8 episodes of Cobra Kai in one night, and it was like 3:30 in the morning. I go, all right, I can't do this. I gotta get some sleep. Then watch the next two the next day. But I liked it, but there's one part I don't like. And
there's actually, of the three seasons, this one was the one that disappointed me a little bit. I mean, I thought it was if I had to rate them, it would be the lowest one rated because there's a couple of things that they just never addressed. Like they would bring them up and like, oh, and then like just left it. You're like, well, what about that? Like with the car dealership, you know, that's like in episode 2, like that never gets resolved, you know? And then
it does
a little bit, but they don't really, you know, and there's a couple others I can't think of off the top of my head, but like, you know, I also would have liked to see more of the Japanese stuff. But
yeah, well, the part that bothers me the most is I'm not going to feel sorry for this person, and that's all I'm going to say. If you know, there's someone there, they're literally trying to make me understand why he is the way he is.
Oh, right. I mean, yeah,
and I'm like, oh, fuck that.
Are we talking about Wonder Woman again?
Yeah, we're talking about Wonder Woman.
You can say he is
probably the beginning of that episode of that arc, and you're kind of getting the whole picture of what's his name, John
Kreese.
Oh, so you know, okay.
John Kreese when he's younger. I watched up until the diner scene. That's
okay.
It. Okay, yeah. I mean, but it's because you know where it's going with this. I mean, they're setting up a little bit of his backstory because they're going to reintroduce Terry Silver at some point, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, it's like, okay, I get it, you know.
Yeah, so I said, fuck, I'm not, I like it, but I'm not, I don't care. I don't care what happens. I'm not going to like that guy.
Oh, he's yeah. You were rooting for him in season 2, you know, and then like now, he's irredeemable now.
I never rooted for him.
No, I mean because you saw him at the beginning of season 1, like I'm back, you know, and like, he's like I changed my ways, and I was like, and then it's like, nah, once you're a bad guy,
no. He tried to hit Mr. Miyagi and ended up hitting the windows of the car. Because Mr. Miyagi went,
just moved out of the way. Yeah. I did like season 3. I kind of wanted a little more, but I mean, from what I understand, they're going to do 6 seasons total, I think.
Okay.
Cobra Kai, and that's it. Oh. Yeah. It's either 5 or 6. I think it's
premature. I was thoroughly pissed that my prediction didn't come true.
I was too. I was totally rooting for that, Chris.
I know, sorry, man. That would have been perfect. It would have been perfect.
I've switched it to a different female.
I mean, both of Chris's really good theories, neither one of them came true, which was the Tory theory and the Alley theory. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, there was an awkward fucking scene that I watched. I'm assuming it's going to have some type of resolution later in the series with what's her name, you know, in her apartment complex that completely resembles where Daniel's son grew up and his landlord.
It's the same apartment.
And the landlord, that scene where he's tried.
Oh, that's in the same episode, I thought they got resolved right then.
No,
obviously it's gonna get resolved, so I'm not like worried about that part, but like, but man, that was fucking twisted.
Yeah, it's weird, creepy. Yeah,
are you guys talking about Cobra Kai still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you not watch it, Matt? You
can. I have not watched it yet. I started. You know what?
Hey, put down fucking Bugs Bunny for a second. Go finish Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Yeah, it's karate season. Yeah.
Gil LaRusso, Gil LaRusso.
I actually started to watch it.
You know, usually your jokes are fairly shitty. That was a good one.
New year. I'm good for one a year. So I'm out.
So, anyway, if anybody wants to take over Jack's place on the show, there's an open slot. We fit you in. He might. Oh, you know what? Oh, there he is. He's still back. Sorry.
Well, you know what? It has been a while, and there's some folks in the chat who have joined us after our 3-week absence.
I can't believe there's this many people watching us. So thank you to
Gary, John, Chris, Randy, Will, Kim, some dude named Nicholas.
Fred.
Oh.
Greg. Oh, I missed you too, Greg.
Mike.
John.
Jesus.
Cherry.
Jesus.
Hope.
And some guy named Matt.
I'm not looking at the chat list. I'm looking at the comments page on stream.
I started watching The Boys again.
Okay.
Yes.
And Boys. All I can say is I can never look at Elizabeth's shoe the same way again.
Right. Or in a better light, or you know.
Well, up until a certain point, it was nice, and then I went. I was like, okay.
Oh, man, right, yeah.
Not quite Elizabeth Shue scene. Yeah.
I mean, at least have. It couldn't have been a better looking guy.
We need to ask Matt if he finished yet.
Wait, is this happened in season 2 or season 1?
Yeah, she has a cameo in season 2.
So I must not have made it to that point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You won't forget.
No. It's twisted as shit.
I burned through season 1. Like yeah. I got Prime and I was like this
is through Elizabeth Shue too.
But then I got to I got to season 2
and I got it. I'm old.
And I liked it, but it just I think binging it after a while, cuz like every night I just needed to take a shower, like both mentally and physically. I was just like, there's too much blood on me.
Well, when you go whale watching, it can be rough. Oh, you're way behind then.
I don't.
I thought that's where you were going with it. So yeah,
no. Okay, I've seen right. The whale scene though.
Okay,
I've seen that. So, but anyway, I had to like take a break from it. And season 2, it just at that point, I think the thing with season 1 is that everything seems like anyone can die, and it doesn't seem like there's an actual like structure. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you get to season 2, you're like, okay, this is the structure. These are the people that are safe, and these are the people that they're going up against that are safe. And it didn't seem like there was any like these stakes. Like at least with the first season, it was like every episode you're like, holy shit. And then the next episode, holy, if there's not a holy shit moment while you're watching The Boys, it's not The Boys.
So, well, the first episode has that.
Every episode, I think, in the first season.
No, I'm saying the second season. I didn't see coming episode.
Yeah. Moment. I'll jump back into it. You know.
And again, the whole Elizabeth Shue thing. I was like going, all right, what the fuck is going on here? I don't get it.
Because you forget, and all of a sudden you're like, oh.
I knew what happened in season 1, and I'm like going, well, how is this possible?
Right. That's what I mean. You forget about, because I don't want to give too much away, but like, you know, because you know what happened in season 1. And so you're like, wait a minute. And then you're like, oh, I mean, just it hits you. And you're like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah. You know? It just like ruined my night. It just ruined my night. Let's just say that. I just,
You know what ruins my night more than anything?
A commercial break?
It does.
It does mine too.
You know what's great though is that on the bonus show we don't do commercial breaks. It's just full force, no stops.
So the
did I miss the Patriots playoff game this week?
I got the number for you.
Thank you, appreciate it. We didn't have that little half a second pause for me to write down the time.
I got it. We're good.
Because usually on Twitter, Patriots fans are everywhere, but I just
No, they were just ragging on the Colts. So,
dude, our team fucking sucked this year.
Or if they got
everybody
banned,
knows it. Everybody from New England realizes that our team is shit. It is what it is.
Well, yeah.
But speaking of TV shows, I also finished another show. I did finish 3 seasons of Designated Survivor.
Oh, that thing was on for 3 seasons?
It was. So, and I didn't know the story behind it all, the production of the show, until I was watching the 3rd season, because I noticed a marked difference when season 3 started. So it was on ABC or CBS, one of those fucknut networks, and they dropped it after the 2nd season. They canceled, and then Netflix came in and picked them up for the 3rd. The 3rd season was only 10 episodes. But it was funny because I didn't know this going into it. But I'm like, what is different about this show? But you can tell in season 1, within the first 4 minutes of episode 1, season 3, they just all of a sudden they all have dirty mouths. So they're all just like staring like sailors. I'm like, whoa, what the? Like, they weren't swearing on this show. Like, what is this? This is like I'm watching the Ramble cast. It's weird. and then there's, you know, main characters just disappeared. Like, they didn't bring people back for contract negotiations or whatever. But I'll say this. That show is very predictive, I should say. Because I'm going back in like the time frame and when it was released, and almost all 3 seasons have come true. Like, it's fucking crazy. It is nuts. And Matt just asked, didn't we have a Designated Survivor event? Yeah, we fucking did. And literally the plot from the show, from season 1 of the show, unfolded in front of our eyes. When there was one, I mean, we're halfway through the show at this point. We haven't started talking about this yet. I don't know how long we're going to talk about it, but
go ahead, release.
There's a Senator Hawley, little piece of shit, who barricaded himself in a safe room in one of the fucking lockdown areas, blah, 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 by himself. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, holy shit. I even tweeted out to like Netflix and to Kiefer Sutherland. Like, dude, like, do we really have like a Peter McLeish scenario unraveling in front of us right now with this Kiefer Sutherland like, editor? Huh?
It's I great. Understand that tweet.
I was way too high.
The 3 episodes were no, it's crazy.
No, I meant Kiefer Sutherland. Like he's reading the tweet. He's like,
I mean, yeah, I was, but I mean, it was had my faculties.
No, we're talking about, we know you're Stone.
We're talking about Kiefer Sutherland.
I definitely was at that point.
He's on the Keef. He was named after it. Go ahead.
So anyways, like the 1st season talk about this crazy, like, event at the Capitol building that just fucks everything up, blah, blah, blah.
That it blows up.
And in the second, I think it was the second season, no, the 3rd season, there was a pandemic.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
We gotta blame all these problems on ABC.
I'm telling you, the show is like Nostradamus.
Yeah. It's like the movie 2012, you know, like if they just would stop shooting John Cusack, because all the bad stuff happens around John Cusack. It's the
same thing.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Nostradamus predictions? Anyone ever talk about them anymore?
It would be funny to do like how the movie 2012 should have ended. Like somebody just comes along and kills
John Cusack.
Yeah, he's like, okay, now it's done. He was
radio.
Everything's fine until he gets to where he's going.
They shoot him right in the chest. Right. Go ahead, Chris. I know you got some built up.
I mean, that's all that I have to say about that movie or a TV.
So you're saying should I go back and finish it or?
I'll be honest with you. So it really, I was upset at the end. I really was. You could tell
they did it wrong.
Yeah, they fucked it. They fucked it hard. the first 2 seasons were outstanding. I loved the first 2 seasons.
Okay, hold on. Outstanding on like, okay, this show is terrible. Yeah, 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 or is it like Breaking Bad is outstanding.
Okay, all right.
As so, survivors it,
it, it, it, no, no, it, it's in the minor leagues of
okay,
the outstanding right. of the minor leagues, I should say.
Okay.
That's a good. Yeah, that's a good analogy. It's of the lesser shows. It's excellent.
Of the shit shows, it's not
yeah.
bad.
So saying like, yeah, because there's the list. Like the list, you give a complete stranger. Like these are the shows you have to watch before you die. And then these are the ones that like, hey, give it a shot.
If you can't find that list, go to this one.
If you're on death's door,
yeah,
pop it in the DVD.
Fraggle Rock. Really? I'm supposed to watch Fraggle Rock before I die? Okay, I guess I'm watching
it. Yes, you should fucking watch Fraggle Rock.
Oh, man. And what happens to him at the end? Like when he moves, you know, and you're like, is he ever going to see the Fraggles again? And you're like,
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, spoilers. Skip ahead a little bit for a show that you should have watched.
That was HBO, wasn't it?
It was what? HBO.
Yeah,
it was 1984.
So. It all comes back to it all comes back to HBO.
I remember as a kid, you know, my parents getting a divorce totally sucked. The cool things about it were the double Christmases and cable. So. And then once one of them got cable, the other one was like, fuck, I gotta get cable. Yeah, because like Matt just keeps talking about this fucking cable channel that he can't watch now, and I need to have cable to keep up with him.
Yeah, because I don't want to be the sucky parent.
I didn't do this. I did not, like, this was not a manipulative thing. But when my mom did get cable, I was now she didn't get the special channels. My dad did. My dad, of course, yeah, you know, the Bachelor living. He's like, I'm going to pay extra for HBO and Showtime. So that's when I could watch the Fraggles. So,
can I get political for a hot second?
Can I say, before you get there, when my mom and dad split up, my dad got a satellite dish.
Oh, wow.
And that's when TV was free and you could just get any, you could watch like East Coast shows. It was one of the originals, like the NASA space, you know, thing.
Nice.
You could watch any football game, but then they started making you have to pay for it and stuff like that.
Chris, is it a quick point or because I've got lots of shows I want to talk about.
It's a very quick point. I know I've mentioned this before on the show, but I have to mention it again. It has proven that Matt Gaetz has the fucking most punchable face on the face of the planet. Like, I'm watching him in the corner of my eye. I'm like, I just want to punch him in the face. Like, did you see that picture someone posted of him in douchebag? I'm going to close my eye blind when the gym coach.
It seriously looked like Jordan. Beavis and Butthead.
It looked like Beavis and Butthead. The two of them together.
Him just anywhere looks kind of like Butthead. Like, so.
Oh. But Matt Gaetz, dude, like he just looks like a piece of shit. Sorry,
you know he's my cousin.
Well, fuck your cousin.
You're not Florida man.
Every time I see him, I think you give Matt's a bad name. So.
Actually, it's pretty spot on. I thought
a show that I finally got to watch that I told you guys I was going to watch it while I was at my sister's house. Ted Lasso.
Oh, yes.
I thought you were going to watch
The World Needs More Ted Lasso right now.
Yeah. Ted Lasso needs Ted Lasso because he's split from Olivia Wilde.
He split from her or she split. I can see her dumping him, but not the other way around.
She's hanging out with Harry Styles.
Yeah. She's hanging out with Harry Styles now. Yeah. Anyways, Nick, thoughts?
Go ahead.
So at first, the first couple episodes, I wasn't sold on it. By the third episode, totally into it. Because the first two episodes are very Major League.
Yeah.
And that's the whole I kept thinking like, wow, they just ripped off Major League. That's the whole premise. But by the time you get to, I think it's the one where they're bullying the guy that becomes the coach, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the actual older soccer guy, you know, sticks up for him and all that. Yeah. That's when it starts to gel. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the auction in the fourth episode, if you're not loving that show by that point, then you're just dead. So,
I would agree with your assessment about the first, because I like watched the first episode and it wasn't quite what I was like, okay, you know. And then, like you said, beat for beat, like how it kind of slow and it's like Ted, he wins you over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except his wife. I think with Chris though, Chris, I think you said it's not a comedy. So when I started watching it, I wasn't expecting to be laughing the whole time. It's funny, but it's more than just a comedy.
Yeah, that's
what helped me going into it. That I was, if I would have gone in there thinking, all right, Jason Sudeikis, this is going to be a straight comedy, and it wasn't. I mean, it pulled your heartstrings.
Well, that's what's so interesting about it. And to me, is that you have really polar opposites of, like, you have this raunchy English humor that's really in your face, but you also have this really heartwarming center of the story, which is what makes it, you know, is that he is really a good person. He's trying to, you know, really appeal to the inner person and all these characters. And then you have so many other characters that are all, like, some of them are really garbage human beings, but
yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, but you see, like, why they are the way they are, and you can see how sometimes they can be the better person. And so it is a nice evolving story.
Well, there's one person on there that cannot be the better person. He's
right. But your
ex-husband.
Oh, right. Yeah,
he's I thought you were
fucking garbage.
And I don't want to give away the end.
I think that guy got some redemption because we see what happens.
Yeah.
His backstory.
Right. But I will say that with the end, though, without spoiling it for anybody, I watched that end episode and then I rewatched it again because I just loved it so much, and how it really, you realize that he is not just a coach on the field. He is like a coach in life. It's that, but it's also the comedic callback. There's the stinger, the way that it ends, the little, you know, how it ends, I will just say, like the season. It has a little moment that it's like it's a callback to the beginning of the whole series, you know. And I like that.
It had a kind of a Rocky One ending.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I missed this. There was one thing I did not quite fully understand. What's with the army man? Did we ever understand what that's about? Like, why he gives them to people?
His son.
Is it just because of his son?
Yeah,
okay.
I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. My brother-in-law and I watched it together, and we had the same opinion about, you know, the first couple episodes. And then after that, we were hooked. You know, we're like, oh, man, we got to, you know. And of course, we were staying up late to watch it because we couldn't have the nephews around with all the wankers. All the
cussing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole time when his wife came on the screen, I go, what show is she in? And I finally figured out Better Off Ted.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember that show.
She goes, I don't know. I go,
She was like the love interest in Better Off
Ted. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oddly enough, she's in another Ted show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's these Teds.
Yeah. I better with Ted or not.
Oh, and I also loved, like, because it's a fish out of water story as well in Ted Lasso. I liked a lot of the miscues for slang and things like that. Like when the owner says something like, master stroke, and he's like, hey, I don't think we can say that anymore. And I'm like, oh my god, I lost my shit.
When he gets handed the fucking seltzer water,
oh yeah.
Yes, I did that.
Yeah,
I couldn't stop. I had to rewind it because I was laughing for too long. I missed the next dialogue.
We landed in Switzerland, we got water, and I'm what the. I'm just like, and then people looking at me like fucking stupid American.
I guess because I drink seltzer water all the time.
Right,
I do too.
So, like, oh, but it is God. It is hilarious though.
Garbage, and it wasn't cheap.
Well,
no.
I liked, you know, to Nick's point, like some of the subtle jokes or humor. There's a moment at the bar where the two American coaches are talking, Ted and Beard guy, and he says to him, like, and can't they start just calling cigarettes like something else?
Yeah,
and
it's 2020.
It's really saying they don't say it, but
they don't say it.
You know what they're saying.
You have to understand English words.
And he's for real. And you know, I think it's just also one of those cultural things too. That's just like seeing it from their viewpoint. And
the guys in the bar that just treat him like shit.
Everybody does. Everybody does. It's like, hey, wanker, nice job tonight. And you're like, okay, I'll take it. Like,
I mean, after watching it, how I went for like a whole week calling everybody a wanker.
Yeah. I remember you came on the show pretty hot and heavy with the wanks.
You wanker.
There were wanks to give.
What makes a good ensemble though is, you know, the other characters, because I love both Coach Beard and Nathan.
Yes.
You know, I thought they were both really interesting characters that, you know, have a nice say what?
When they get the man group together.
Yeah, oh yeah, the Diamond Dog. Yeah. Diamond Dog.
It was the best though was Coach, like the side of Coach Beard you didn't know that you're gonna get when he was like mm-hmm. he was all hot and heavy over a chess game.
Yeah.
But also when he tells Ted, no, it's about winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he had a such a valid point there. You know, it's like, you mm-hmm. know, cause when you're coaching college, yeah, you can do that. He's like, but no, these guys are professionals. And, you know, and it's like, I was like, whoa. And I mean, even the silent treatment, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, he's like, one into the physical. What's that going to be? Like, you know, just a lot of good stuff in it. You know,
you can't just judge her out. He's not there anymore.
But it's a good show. I mean, I don't want to get too much into it. Small people haven't seen it.
It's okay.
Yeah, but if you have Apple, if you have access to Apple TV, watch Ted Lasso. I highly recommend it. Good show.
It's a must. Plus, Sudeikis liked one of my tweets. So,
oh great. Yeah. Go ahead. I was gonna say the other thing I watched on Apple, because might as well, you know, have it free to me. The movie that Jack watched, which was Greyhound with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Yeah, that was decent. I give it thumbs up to watch. If you want like a good just action film, World War II film, it is good and entertaining. It's not heavy at all on character development or characters. It's really just straight up, we're a destroyer and we're hunting down submarines. And if you just want that, then it's right up your alley.
Hunting down U-2 boats.
You know, sometimes everybody needs a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I did find, before we get into too political here, I did, when I was doing some research on Band of Brothers, Stephen Ambrose, who wrote Band of Brothers, he told Tom Hanks, yeah, you can have it, but you can't play Dick Winters, who is the main character in Band of Brothers. He told him, he goes, I don't want you playing Dick Winters.
Well, he's too old. He'd be too old to play the character.
Well, wouldn't stop Tom. I've almost said Cruise, Tom Hanks before. But he said, yeah, I don't want you playing the main character.
So I mean, it makes sense. I mean, because, I mean, he'd already had played, you know, in Saving Private Ryan. Like,
right.
I wouldn't have wanted him in it either. It's like, you already have that kind of role. You don't need to have it again, you know. I mean, Band of Brothers is perfect. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the next one because, like, it's, you know, we talked about this a while back. You know, they're going to make a third series now, but it's not going to be for HBO. And it's going to be all about the European air war. So it's going to, you know, B-17s and P-51 Mustangs, all that. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think it'll be an excellent show. Yeah.
All right. I think I'm about done. I don't think I'm rewatching Dallas. I guess I could say that.
Wait. How can you be done? There's only 47 minutes in this show.
No, as far as this kind of crap, I
didn't. You're just like, oh, I got to get all of this shit out of the way first, you know, before.
Well, I'm just saying,
That's for the after show, you know.
I did get my parents watching Man in the High Castle. They are enjoying that.
So they might finish it.
No, they watched season one.
And but they're probably going to finish it
before me.
Oh, yeah,
They will finish it before me.
Yeah, it was one of those where, you know, it took them quite a while to figure out how to access Amazon on their smart TV. I'm like, it's a fucking app. You click on the app and then you say, I want to watch Man in High Castle, and then they're like, oh, sorry.
I mean, Matt probably has the same problem. We're older, and so you get the.
I am older. I came back to Facebook just to post things on the Jan Jack Facebook.
He did.
I go, I saw 3 weeks. I don't have to do anything.
He also did promote work that he's not doing. Selling of some items that, you know, just saying.
You mean my Girl Scout cookies for my daughter?
Yeah, your Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, you didn't.
Now
you didn't earn
I will say this though. I've always shared information, and I put it out there mainly for.
Well, that's why you came back. I didn't see your post.
No. I came back for sharing a Facebook, you know, page or, you know, group or what have you. But my wife actually got on and she shared the information for my daughter's Girl Scout cookies. which I don't mind because a lot of family members like to help out and support my daughter.
Isn't that kind of cheating, though?
This is the okay. I don't want to get into the long and short of this because
no, I'm just saying when I was
I have like I had a friend who actually like gave me shit for like my daughter or me sharing information about my daughter. Like
I was just making a joke.
No, I was just like, fuck that. Like, whatever. Like, you know, I'm trying to help my daughter out. Like,
were you stepping on his daughter's turf?
I'm not raking in tons of cash here on the Girl Scout cookies. And I appreciate everybody that helps my daughter. My daughter actually isn't somebody out there that's like, I'm going to get 300 boxes sold and I'm going to get the trip to my mama. What? I don't know.
All these cookies are better than grandma's chocolate chip.
Those are Matt's special cookies.
Yeah. If only. If only.
All right. That one.
So anyway, that I don't know how we got sidetracked onto that. I was talking about.
Did someone really attack you for cheating on that?
No. They just gave me shit, or my daughter, or they just gave me shit about like that it should be my daughter selling it and not me, and it's like, you know what, like I share the link so that all my family members. This is the fastest way. I don't have a family share where all of us are together because you know what, they're all over the place. Like, you know, four different sides. Like I got a divorced family and then you got my wife's family.
You have one guy that's going to see people. He's being catfished all over the country, right?
I don't really want to talk about
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to talk about that on the other show?
I'm sorry. I thought that was public knowledge.
No, that is not public knowledge. Thank you very much.
I'm talking about the fish.
You know, I know. Yeah. Like there's
my catfish, nothing better. I'm in Raleigh now.
My part is
that's good eating. Good eating.
Yeah, but like just going to like back when we used to be able to work in offices, this time of year or whenever you have like three or four parents that all have little girls selling Girl Scout cookies, and they'll put out like a list saying like order from Cammy, you know, and like a lot of us, like including myself, it's like if the Girl Scout comes into the office and asks me to buy cookies, I can't even eat cookies, but I'll buy them from her because she's like. You know, asking me,
you still know, get the right way, unlike other people.
Yeah, like, you know, and so that's just kind of what I, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you're making an effort. You know, it's like, it's the same as like Boy Scouts standing outside a grocery store. Girl Scouts do it too, but you know, they're trying to sell stuff. Is if they walk up to me and say, like, you know, hey, like, would you like to help support me going on my camping trip? I'm like, yes, I would, you know, like, but I'm not just going to like
you're
buy it.
Bug spray.
What?
What, Chris? You're some deet.
Here's an air mattress. Anyhow, I like I said, but is it like $5 a box now?
It's ridiculous.
More than that.
It's more than that. Like,
it's gone up again.
It's smaller.
It's ridiculous. Like, they still sell the kernels by itself, which I'm like, who has a popcorn maker these days? I mean, I used to, but everyone does the microwave now. But the microwave box, like just the box of like a pack of 20, I want to say it was like. $25, and I was like, that better be some damn good popcorn, kid. I'm just saying, I can go right now in this grocery store and buy a 20-pack of Herbal Reckenbacher for like $5.
Did you say Herbal Reckenbacher?
Yeah, whatever his name is. I don't eat enough popcorn.
It's a southern name.
When was the last time you bought popcorn?
Years ago.
Okay, yeah, because you buy like a 4-pack or it might even be a 3-pack of popcorn. $8. It's like $4.
And popcorn is like the cheapest thing.
Yeah, to make. Yeah, I don't really buy it. It's not good for me. Popcorn, it's a lot of carbs. Like, you know, time I eat popcorns at the movie theaters.
I used to call the Pop Maze, but I can't do that anymore since 23andMe.
What?
I found out I was white, so I could no longer say. I used to say maize for everything, but I can't.
You can still use the word maize.
I don't want to be called out. Nope.
For no one calls it maize. It's no not a. Okay.
I think you're creating an issue. Yeah. Literally nothing. At all.
You know.
I don't.
Other than the fact that nobody ever fucking calls it maize.
When I grew up, there was a commercial, you call it corn, we call it maize. From that point on, because I was always told I was Indian,
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, from that point, I'm going to call it Maze. Then I found out from 23andMe that I'm just this white guy. So I go, well, fuck, I can't say that anymore. Took that away from me. I got nothing. Anyway, I have been learning French. I've been trying to learn French.
So really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, Matt, do you have trouble remembering what you've learned?
Yes, I do.
Because I'll say all day long, I'll go, you know, Jimatel Jack. That's it. My name is Jack.
Jimapel.
Is it Jimapel? Sorry, he fucked it up. Thanks.
Matt just likes to learn Japanese. You know, that's it.
Yeah. And then it's, of course, bonjour and all the other shit. But we,
bonjour and all that other shit.
Bonjourno.
Bonjourno.
Jimapel Skeeter. Or wait, are they just fries?
Jimapel Cooter. Jimapel.
I have learned Royale with cheese.
Oh, you learned that. Oh, that's, I mean, I will say that, you know, it's
hard because one day Cindy and I, we kept going back and forth with, how are you? It's, if I hear it, I'll know it, but we, all day long, we were doing it. When is okay. Hmm. And, but it's like, because we started watching this woman on YouTube. She has like a million subscribers. And that's how she teaches. So that's how we were trying to learn it. So I don't know if that's the right way, the wrong way. Is that wrong?
I started
watching French TV like you did.
My daughter has been learning French. And so, but because we're doing a lot of homeschooling right now, we got a tutor for her for French. And it helped out a lot.
Like, so that's where the cookie money's going.
So we don't. No Girl Scout keeps the money, okay? That doesn't work like that.
They're doing it wrong.
Okay, well, anyway, I just was going to say, though, that, like, just even with that, like, hour session with a tutor, like, she learned how she was pronouncing some things wrong. She was able to kind of, like, brush up on some things that she was misunderstanding. I'm sure having, like a Japanese tutor would help me because there's certain things that I've learned on my own, but like nobody's explained it to me. Like, well, these go together here, but they don't go together here. I'm just like, whatever. Blue, blue, blue.
Like, you know, when I was in China.
Konnichiwa.
Like, you know, things that we just as native English speakers, you know, that's debatable. When I was in China, you know, that was one of the things that people would walk up to me. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Would walk up to me with like a piece of paper and have there, and there written on it, you know, and they were like, what does this mean? You know, like what's the difference between these words? And I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like, don't make me explain the extreme oddness of the English language to you right now. I was like, we have Americans that don't even understand the difference between there, and there. I was like, you want me to explain this to you? Like, but
yeah, our own mnemonic devices don't work. It's like someone made up that little rhyme: I before E, except after
C.
Except it in this one, and this version, and also in this case too. It's like it's the worst trick in the book.
Was that to me, Nick, in the private chat?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck up. Anyway, the first day, Cindy and I were trying to learn like 15 words. I said, "Look, this ain't gonna make it." I go, "Let's like pick like two or three words a week." And try and get those into our head. And then after I go, because I'm like, I go, you're old. I'm getting up there. And I said, there's just no way I can remember all this. I can't. It's too difficult.
Well, I was doing the app, which makes it like a game to me. And the reason why I did it that way was because, well, if I'm going to play a game, I want to learn something. It's such an adult, like, boring. It just because it has little reminders like, hey, you haven't practiced today. Like, you don't want to lose your spot, you know?
And oh, really?
Like, yeah. So then I'm like, your app, look this up. So I'm sure there's other apps out there. And if listeners want to give us some feedback.
Yeah, if you have some French advice, I just got Chris's fries, but joke.
Jack would really also like to learn like this French kissing. So if you know any takers out there that want to give him some firsthand advice.
I'm a catch.
You know what would really help Girl Scouts?
Fuck off, Nick.
Why do you want the Girl Scouts set up their booths outside of the dispensaries, man?
That was, yeah, someone made that point last year. Yeah.
Like, do it.
Probably, yeah.
Who was it said that they should put them out in front of Weight Watchers?
Oh, God.
You really want to make money.
I think there's probably like a logistical aspect of like you couldn't be right outside the dispensary, but you could be on the block next to it or something, like a couple doors down, you know, like, but I guess it depends on the,
it's like a gold mine. You'd have to have your own shipment like to be delivered to your house of like a crate of these things to just set up shop.
So where does all this money go? I mean, I'm not saying, but it's like what, $10 a box of cookies. They make a lot. They seem like they bring in a lot of money.
You know what? I am not the person to ask, but I know that they always talk about it at the meetings. So
let's find out.
Yeah, you know where all the money for this show goes, though. It goes into our bonus episode. We like to keep this.
Sherry just wrote something, but I forgot what she wrote.
She said, Sherry just said, when you reach 40 years of age or older, I don't know. I can't read the rest.
I just read it again. I forgot it again.
So. Your short-term memory gets shorter. It takes more memory to move everything. So that's normal. Okay. I just flubbed it.
Ecobaloba.
You know, though, we really need to wrap this show up. Because we keep this shorter with less commercials, and then the patrons get to enjoy the bonus episode. You can join us.
Really talk about what's happened.
We can really talk more about some other things, maybe that's going on. So, I'm sure we will.
Andres. But Matt Gaetz still needs to be punched in the fucking face.
You know who doesn't need to be punched into the face? All of the patrons that make this show possible.
You had a whole fucking month to come up with good names, so go ahead.
I just came up with them on the phone. They're actually inspired by Nick. Real quick, though, if you want to send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. And, you know, you can go over to jayandjack.com. There's links to become a patron, and there's also links for our merchandise. So you can help support the show any way you can, even by just giving us a rate or a review on iTunes. We would appreciate that. The patrons that make this show possible, I work on their names at the very last second. They are all Eagles influenced. I have wanted to do this one for so long. Tech it easy. Okay. I wanted to do that one for so long. So I had to. So then
you're off to a great start.
Well, the rest of these go downhill from here. So
as they usually do. This is where it gets great.
I like the peaceful Eckhart feeling.
Okay.
You know, if you're ever in California, stay at Hotel Ed. Yeah, I was backwards there, but he's in California.
Okay. Nobody would stay at that hotel. What
about? Okay, I also wrote down Hotel Edifornia.
Okay,
Edifornia. Okay. Edifornia. Maggie Woman.
Like, what the fuck, Matt? This is like the worst decline in the history.
It was like instead of
knocked in the park with Tag and Easy, I couldn't like. Punch me in the jimmy. Like, this is terrible.
I could have gone with Witchy Maggie, but I went with Maggie Woman.
You had a month.
I know. I had a month. Joanne Arado.
Theirs is so bad.
One of these Gregs. One of these. Okay, actually, for Greg, I actually had Greg Godot. So I came up with that one before the show started. So
you probably should have stuck with that theme.
You know what we're going to do?
He derailed. I mean, just.
Did he even derail? He fucking just disappeared. Like,
I hope the patrons forgive me and they join us on the patron bonus show where I'll come up with new names.
Stop being patron. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm going to come up with some new ones for the next one. So. We'll send out the link and we'll join. I hope everybody joins us. We'll say in about 10 minutes on the Facebooks. You'll see a link drop there. And thanks for joining. This was a great show. It was one in 2021. I'm fucking it up. Chris, you finish us out.
It was a long run.
Chris, finish us off.
That was a good one, Nick.
All right. It's good to see all you guys back. It's good to have you guys in the chat. And hopefully, if you're listening at home, maybe we gave you at least an hour's worth of distraction from the things happening. Hope everyone's doing well. And we'll see you next week.
Stay safe out there.
Good night.